Thank you, Mr. President. Next item of business is a proclamation for the Community Action Month. I believe we have some attendants who have patiently waited. Sussex County Council proclamation proclaiming the month of May as Community Action Month. Whereas community action agencies were created when the economic opportunity of 1964 was signed into law, and the first state community action agency has more than 49 year history of promoting self-sufficiency for the limited income. And First State Community Action Agency has made an essential contribution to individuals and families in Sussex County and the state of Delaware by providing them with innovative and cost-effective programs. And welfare reform in Delaware has benefited from the state's partnership with First State Community Action Agency, and the limited income continue to need opportunities to improve their lives and their living conditions, thus ensuring that all citizens are able to live in dignity. And whereas Delaware and the entire U.S. must continue to wage war on poverty by providing support and opportunities for all citizens in need, now therefore be it resolved that the Sussex County Council hereby proclaims the month of May as Community Action Month in Sussex County in recognition of First State Community Action Agency's hard work and dedication to the residents of Sussex County and the state of Delaware. Signed, Michael H. Vincent, President. And I believe Bernice is here, yes.
Just want to say to the council, thank you for your continued support of First State Community Action Agency.
She says, Bernice says she likes it.
And also for the support of the council with our renovation, it has really, really made a difference. But not only that, over the last 49 years, the council has been there for us and continued to be there for us. And I pride myself in helping your constituents and each one of your communities. So thank you again.
Thank you very much.
Good job.
I appreciate all you do.
Yes.
Awesome.
Okay, the administrator's report for May 7th, 2013. Item number one. On Thursday, May 9th, 2013, Sussex County will host its annual 911 Awareness Day at the Emergency Operations Center located at 21911 Rudder Lane, which is next to the Georgetown Airport. The event will run from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. and is open to the public. Displays and activities will include canine demos, police cars, and other police divisions, Millsboro Fire Company Safety House, Bridgeville Fire Company Safety House, fire trucks, ambulances, paramedics, county and state command centers, Smokey the Bear, Fire Marshal's Office Safety Display, Delaware State Fire School, DEMA, Deneric, and 911 education and tours of the operations area. The county would like to thank Domino's Pizza, McDonald's, Eddie's Ice Cream for providing lunch, Blue Hen Trash Service, Clean Delaware Portable Toilets, Food Lion of Millsboro, Walmart of Georgetown, and BJ's for their sponsorship. The public is welcome to attend. Number two, a final reminder, county libraries will close on Thursday, May 9th to allow staff to attend the Delaware, Maryland Library Association Conference in Ocean City. The conference provides library staff the opportunity to receive a multi-state perspective and expanded view of collaboration and partnering. In addition to subject-specific learning, county libraries will reopen at the regular time on Friday, May 10th. And finally, we would like to congratulate Ann Hobbs, Wastewater Operator 4 at the county's South Coastal Treatment Plant, for receiving the Delaware Wastewater Operator of the Year Award. The award is given annually to an operator in the state who exemplifies a high skill and excellence in their profession and is the fifth Sussex County employee to receive the award. Congratulations to Ann. It is an honor to have her recognized as a leader in her field. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Jennings.
I have five resolutions to change the check signer from Ms. Webb to myself. The first resolution, authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Sussex County Federal Credit Union, bearing the signatures of any two Michael H. Vincent, President, Samuel R. Wilson, Vice President, or Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director, and a signature may be facsimile provided one live signature is on a check or withdrawal.
Entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Motion, second. Mr. Phillips, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
So yes, motion carried.
Authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with M&T Bank bearing the facsimile signatures of any two of Michael H. Vincent, President, Samuel R. Wilson, Vice President, Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director, provided check or withdrawal is less than or equal to $5,000 and bearing the signatures of any two Michael H. Vincent, President, Samuel R. Wilson, Vice President, Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director, and a signature may be a facsimile provided. One live signature is on a check or withdrawal greater than $5,000.
And that's how we've always done it, pretty much.
Yes.
Entertain a motion to approve it.
I'll make a motion.
Motion, second. Mrs. Deaver, second. Mr. Phillips, any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
So yes, motion carried.
Okay. Authorizing the payment from funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with M&T bearing the facsimile signatures of any two Michael H. Vincent, President, Samuel R. Wilson, Vice President, or Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Phillips, second. Mrs. Second. Deaver. Mm-hmm. Any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
So yes, motion carried.
Okay. Authorizing the payment from the funds of Sussex County Council on deposit with M&T bearing the signatures of any two Michael H. Vincent, President, Samuel R. Wilson, Vice President, or Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director, and a signature with a facsimile provided. One live signature is on a check or withdrawal.
And a motion. Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions on a motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
So yes, motion carried.
Okay, last one. Authorizing the payment from the funds of the Sussex County Council on deposit with the Wilmington Savings Fund Society, FSB, bearing the signatures of any two Michael H. Vincent, President, Samuel R. Wilson, Vice President, Gina A. Jennings, Finance Director, and a signature may be facsimile provided. One live signature is on check or withdrawal.
Entertain a motion.
So moved.
Mr. Phillips has a motion. Second.
Second.
Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on a motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, ma'am. Al Godwin. Wastewater agreement.
Mr. President, members of council, I have one wastewater agreement for your consideration this morning, and that would be Sussex County Project 81-04, the Hopkins Pettijohn Subdivision, also known as the Red Mill Pond North Phase 2. That would be agreement number 446-3. In this case, the developer is Mr. Sean Smith of Jackson, Wyoming. The location will be at the northeast, it'll be northeast of the intersections of Route 9 and 261. This will become part of the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District. And this project will serve in phase two, consists of constructing lots number 451 through 457, 462 through 470, and 471 and 471A. It'll also include lots 513 and 513A, and 504 through 512, and 514 through 520. Those lots will be the ones served by this project. Connection charges total $179,170. We do have approval from our engineering department as well as DENREC, and we're expecting 40 days of construction. The construction administration and construction inspection costs will total $30,101.40, with a proposed construction cost of $200,676. I have a motion for your consideration. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 446-3, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Sweetbriar LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Hopkins Pettijohn Subdivision, Phase Two, located in the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sanitary Sewer District.
Entertaining motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mrs. Dever, second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote, Mrs. Dever.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Okay.
Legislative update.
I will try to update you on activities in the legislature. Since we last spoke last week, as you know, House Bill 27, which has been sponsored by one of our legislators, Mr. Danny Short from Seaford, he has requested this bill to be moved to the agenda of the House of Representatives. It was not yet on today's agenda, but I expect to see it soon. House Bill 44, the next bill on our list, I call it the American Flag Bill. This bill was brought forth by Representative Atkins, and I believe there was a question here as to what may have initiated this bill. You probably remember there was a Selbyville resident who was told by his landlord that he could not attach a bracket to the front of his home. It wasn't necessarily the landlord wasn't really denying him the right to display the flag, but to install the bracket that held the flag. Thus, the flag couldn't be displayed. So that's what initiated this legislative initiative, and it seems to have some support, and it's over in the Senate now, but it is not on the Senate's Community County Affairs Committee hearing list yet. There is a list for a meeting tomorrow, but that is not on their agenda. The next House bill that we talked about on page two is a bill that has been floated around the legislature. It does not have a number because it has not been introduced. This bill would effectively dissolve the clerks of the peace in the three counties, and I have communicated back and forth with the primary sponsor, Representative Hudson, and I asked her the question that I was given last week as to whether or not this bill had any connection to the gay marriage bill, and I was assured it does not. She told me through her secretary that she has a sort of a personal opinion about whether or not row officers should be elected or appointed, and that was the initiative behind her bill that she drafted. I believe Representative Hudson was at one time a row office holder in Newcastle County. But the bill hasn't been introduced, is the bottom line.
Just one more bill to take away the rights from the public to have the right to put an officer who should be there.
The other two bills that I think I told you that the bill to amend the Constitution regarding farmers' rights, that Representative Atkins said that he may be striking that bill because he didn't feel that it was really necessary, as you had mentioned. The other two bills that are being floated about haven't moved anywhere yet. One is the senior school tax property credit program bill that would affect senior citizens and their school taxes. That bill has not been initiated, neither has the bill that follows it that Senator Peterson asked us for comments on. Senator Peterson hasn't introduced the bill, but the last communication I had with her was that she had some questions about the language in her own bill, but I haven't heard back from her yet as to what she intends to do with that. House Bill 74 is the health care bill. It's called the Delaware Health Security Act. It was introduced. It hasn't moved anywhere. I have spoken with a number of other people that work Legislative Hall, as I do, in a lobby fashion, and none of them seem to offer this bill much chance to move through the system in a positive fashion. They claim that, the ones I spoke to claim that this initiative has been introduced before with no success. So I don't expect to see it move very far. But don't forget, there is 2 years to our legislative session, so if nothing happens by this June, they still have the bill that's been introduced to work with next year. If I hear anything different, I'll be certain to report to you immediately. House Bill 95 is a bill that I wanted to bring to your attention. It was introduced on the 25th of April, and I saw it being introduced. I read through it, and I wasn't alarmed by it at that time, but the speed with which it's starting to move caused me to go back and read it again. This bill would allow the Secretary of DENREC to apply a lien against private property to pay for remediation that the state may have to finance on a property that's polluted. Now, this initiative has come from, I'm told, as it says in the synopsis of the bill, it has come from the 2003 MetChem Task Force that was chaired by the Honorable William T. Quillen, who was a former judge in Delaware. I have some knowledge of the MetChem site. It's become a federal Superfund site. It's very nearby the refinery in Delaware City. It was a site that was used for many years by two different chemical companies, and through bankruptcy, the owners were able to get away from the responsibility. Thus, the state and the federal government have moved in to remediate the problems of pollution on this site. This bill, allegedly, is coming from those concerns. The things that I wanted to lift out for you to think about that this bill would change are as follows, as I can read from going through the bill. The first thing is that this environmental lien would be put in place with just a 21-day notice to the private property owner by the Secretary of DENREC. It would not have to go through court, and that is the biggest change. Normally, in order to get a lien against a property, that happens through a judgment, correct? And the judgments can only be issued through a court order. This environmental lien also would take priority in front of any other liens against the property. That would mean banking or any other liens. Also, this new law would make it impossible to have these liens discharged through a bankruptcy action. I think that's really what they're after. They don't want a large corporate polluter to be able to pollute a piece of property, file bankruptcy, and walk away from the responsibilities. As I read this bill, I think that's really what they're after. It also allows an extension of the lien to other properties owned by the same people or entity. Now, they would have to have Court of Chancery approval to do that, but this bill would give DENREC the authority to petition the Court of Chancery to lien other properties owned by this property owner who has the problem.
Sounds like that bill's trying to get one thing passed, to get butt out of a turnip.
I didn't see turnips mentioned here anywhere, Mr. Wilson. They're probably in there.
But what I'm saying there is, if they're bankrupt, don't have any money. If you don't have money, you're broke, aren't you?
Well, what it may perpetuate is the use of LLCs. We've seen that over the last couple of decades. LLCs are used more popularly recently.
Then they need to change that law. Okay. Having that law there changed like that is a waste of time.
Another thing that this bill does is it also allows features from the Leaky Underground Storage Tank Act that was put in place 20 or so years ago that allows post-remediation services to be paid for, such as test wells and observation wells, to make sure for some years after the remediation is complete that the property remains clean. So it provides for a number of things that Delaware, but only Delaware, has not been empowered to do. All of our states around us and the federal government, I believe the total is 24 other states already have this ability. So it's a relatively important environmental bill. That's why I wanted to bring it to your attention and ask you to read through it. It's House Bill 95. It has already passed through. It was introduced on the 24th. It was released from committee last Tuesday, the 1st, and it's ready to go to the House. So it's on the House agenda for this afternoon. It's on the bottom of their agenda, so it may not be dealt with, but it's on the House agenda. Someone is moving this bill pretty quickly, and that's what caused me to pay more attention to it and thus share it with you. So if you have instructions for me in regard to this bill.
I have very strong concerns about this bill. Going after, a big corporate polluter, as you say, sounds good to some, but my concern is that they wouldn't stop there. It would seem like this is the bill that has a lot of tentacles.
It does. I think you're right. However, small ag tanks, underground tanks, are excluded, and some small applications are excluded, which I believe are intended just as the underground storage tank law was intended, not to injure the small residential user and not intended to injure farmers. but I'm really not the expert on that analysis. I would need your advice.
I mean, could I make a motion that we as a body ask the General Assembly and the House in particular to table this, or at least hold off until our legal department could take a look at it, to see what effect it may have on not only us as a county government, but our citizens and stakeholders? I'd like to make that motion.
Is that motion, can we make that motion under this report?
Yes, it's part of the report.
We have a motion and a second. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried.
Thank you. I'll make that request.
Thank you, sir.
It's on the House agenda for today. I can send a request in via email for the bill to be tabled today. If it's not, and if it's passed, I'll then intercept it, or try to intercept it, in the Senate.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Happy trails.
Andy Wright. Discussion and possible introduction of proposed ordinance relating to updating county building code.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. If you may remember, back in December of last year, I came before you to entertain the idea of updating our building code. One of the major factors was we were evaluated by the insurance services office, and upon their evaluation, it would caused a regression in our rating. When I came before you back in December, you asked me to get some feedback from stakeholders, mm-hmm. Builders. We have done that. Back in April this year, we held a workshop where in-depth discussion of moving forward was unanimously agreed upon going with the 2012 building code. With that in place, it would also, the code itself was revamped in our wind zone, where it would not require builders or homeowners to install high costly windows in those areas, in result saving probably thousands of dollars in building of homes in the coastal area. I believe included in the packet was the members,
yes, sir,
of that workshop. It was a broad cross-section of national builders, local builders, designers, and we feel that moving forward with the newer code would be probably better for our county. And if there's any questions, I know Mr. Everett has probably a copy of the ordinance to read.
Any questions of the council right now? Mm-mm.
So we don't need the heavy-duty windows?
No, not excuse me, not according to the codes engineering services. We're still in a hurricane-proof region, mm-hmm. but providing extra protection to those openings really is not going to do much. So they just moved us out of that area.
Doesn't help.
She asked about the heavy-duty windows.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Moore, would you please read the title?
Yes, an ordinance to amend Chapter 52, Section 52-1 of the Code of Sussex County to adopt the building construction standards in the International Building Code 2012 edition and the International Residential Code 2012 edition with exemptions.
So move.
Mr. Second. Cole introduces it.
Second. Oh, that's an introduction. Sorry.
Right, so wait, right, Mr. Moore. Introduction, what we're going to do.
That is just the introduction. Sorry, that is correct. Yep.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
John Ashman.
Good morning. I'm here this morning to present change order number one for the Long Neck EMS station number 106, Sussex County project number 1219. The change order consists of a request for an extra 24 calendar days. This is basically to assist them in weather-related days that they lost in January, February. We feel that's pretty reasonable. They were snowed and rained out quite a few days. And the other request is for $840, which is for to take the firewall from between the garage and the residence from a one-hour firewall to a two-hour firewall. In our initial discussions with the fire marshal, we were set at 1 hour. When he set up the permit and did his final review, he set it for 2 hours. So this consists of two additional layers of 5/8 drywall running from the floor to the peak. And that will take our original contract price was $478,950, and the new contract amount would be $479,790.
So how much does that extra cost us?
$840.
You have a motion?
I have a motion. Be it moved, based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department, that a change order be approved for Sussex County Project Number 1219, EMS Number 106, Long Neck Station, to extend the project completion time by 24 calendar days due to weather-related delays, and extra work and materials for change from 1 hour to 2 hour firewall at a cost of $840, thereby increasing the contract amount from $478,950 to $479,790.
I'll make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips. Any questions on the motion?
I'll tell you one thing, Mr. President.
Question on the motion.
They're way ahead of me. I don't know how they can measure how long a fire is going to burn, 1 hour to 2 hours. I mean, how we know what degrees the fire is going to be or whatever?
They've done studies on it.
I know, they are that,
that's for sure.
Any more questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Oh, yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mrs. Jennings, grant requests.
Okay, we have Gumborough Community Center to help defray their heating costs from the winter. There's no specific amount requested. The last grant was from Mr. Phillips for $2,500, which was for their baseball softball fields.
I'd like to give $1,000. This organization doesn't have a sustainable revenue stream, and this community greatly benefits from this facility.
Motion, Mr. Phillips.
Second.
Need a second?
Yes.
Second, Mr. Wilson, to grant $1,000 from the Mr. Phillips account to the Gumborough Community Center for operating expenses. Any questions? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Next one's the Historic Georgetown Association for Old Firehouse and Train Station Restoration. This is to help with their water and sewer hookup and AC installation. There's no specific amount requested, and the last grant was from Mr. Wilson for
$2,500. Well, I know their need. I've been there and looked at the building, the firehouse. They're trying to restore it, so I'm willing to give them $7,500.
How much? $7,500. Okay. Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $7,500 from Mr. Wilson's account of taxpayer money to the Georgetown Historic Association for the train station. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Name is Sam Wilson.
Delaware Technical and Community College for Kids on Campus Scholarship Funding. They're requesting $1,000 to allow approximately 10 more children to attend a week-long class or camp. The last grant was given was $1,000. It was $200 each.
So moved.
Except for me.
Oh, $400. We'll give $800. So moved.
Sounds good to me.
Second. Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mr. Phillips, to grant $800. $200 each from Mr. Cole, myself, Mr. Phillips, Mr. Wilson's account to Del Tech for the kids on campus scholarship. Questions?
If I could take that check to them, I'd like to ask them if there's no objection from council to look very closely at our paramedic program and the education of those paramedics. It's just lacking right now, but that's an aside.
What's that got to do with this?
We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Yeah. Mr. Phillips can certainly take the check.
Thank you. The Nanticoke Young Life for Team Extreme program expenses. This is a new grant. Team Extreme is sending an anti-drug and anti-bullying message through their performance to the Seaford and Laurel school districts. They are requesting $2,125.
I will, if I make a motion, I will grant the $1,000 from mine.
I'll make a motion. Mr. Benson gives $1,000.
Second.
Motion and second to grant $1,000 from my taxpayer funded account.
Nobody will be a bully again.
To
is that
the,
right?
I hope not. To the Nanticoke Young Light for Team Extreme. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Mr. Moore, any proposed zoning ordinances introductions?
There are none.
Mr. Guy, any? Hold up. additional business brought before council?
I was a young man in Seaford. Mr. Vincent used to bully me.
Yeah. Dan Kramer?
That's why I had to leave and move to the beach.
Yeah, I know you did. I know you did.
And then I'll have to run right back to Seaford, won't I? I can't
ankle,
win.
That ankle will get you.
Speaking of sea level rise, here comes Dan Kramer.
You respectful.
My name is Dan Kramer. Let's talk a little bit about sea rise.
I knew it.
You know, that's the biggest joke to ever come down the pike.
Is she still
Let me
here?
Tell you something. Back in the 80s, there was a problem on the coast here where they had saltwater intrusion into some wells. Well, how did that come about? Well, you guys went and put a sewer line down through there and were pumping the water completely away, so there was nothing put back into the ground to prevent the salt water from coming in. And then they were talking this morning that, well, we're going to have to watch the ground, the water table. Well, guess what? Water tables vary from year to year, every year. Some years, hey, I can dig a hole 10 feet and never hit water. This year, you couldn't even go down 2 foot and hit the groundwater. Now, that varies year to year. So where's the sea rise? Oh, if we ain't careful, we're all going to drown. I sure hope we do.
Thank you, Mr. Kramer.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
Mr. President.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sorry to interrupt you.
Certainly.
Open enrollment.
Under additional business, I wanted to make the council aware that as of today, we are scheduled to have a meeting next Tuesday, but due to lack of activity, I would recommend canceling that meeting.
Second. I'll make that motion.
Motion, Mr. Cole.
Lack of activity?
Lack of an agenda.
Lack of items to put on the agenda to bring before council.
And when is the budget presentation?
May 21st is the date to introduce the draft budget to you.
Have a motion, Mr. Cole.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. To cancel next week's council meeting for lack of enough stuff on the agenda. Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
No.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
No.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Although yes, motion carried. Now entertain a motion to adjourn.
Yes.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver. Second.
I vote no.
Okay, we're not going to adjourn it, okay?
We'll sit right here. I'll go ahead and expand on my point that I had made with respect to Dell Tech. And, Mr. President, you may jump in if I'm being redundant.
Are we closed down?
Can you get a second? Dell Tech right now has 12 students at a time for the paramedic program. Is that right, Mr. Lawson?
That's correct, yes.
And we as a body, or at least as an administration, would be better served if they had more students?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And can you maybe just give a brief update on what we are doing to try to get that program expanded? Because we do have an aging paramedic staff, and I think we may have to step up to the table in partnership with other entities to get this expansion, if I'm reading the tea leaves right.
Yes. Due to retirement, attrition, or paramedics just getting hurt and not being able to work, our paramedic department struggles to keep enough paramedics available to work and fill bodies in the seat. And as a result, we need to hire more. That's one of the best and easiest ways to have a full roster of paramedics on staff to fill these positions.
To hire more or to support the program?
All the above, including hire more through the support of the program. We are in discussions with the leadership at Delaware Technical Community College to try to expand this program. Basically, it comes down to money. And to expand the program, we need more money, and the state needs more money, or the school needs more money to expand. And that's where we are right now, is determining how to expand the program.
Are there other colleges that could offer this program, either in-state or out-of-state, with the understanding that, for lack of a better word, the clinicals could be taught here by either staff or accredited people as part of almost like an internship with our paramedics.
The first part of the question, it's my understanding there's no school in the state right now that has the program like Delaware Tech has. We could probably come up with a design to do some kind of clinical work here. But the closest colleges, there's not even one in the state to do this. So having a program in Dover that is already being administered is the easiest, quickest fix.
But there are, as I understand, colleges maybe in Pennsylvania that they could take several months courses there and then come back and take several months here as clinicals to finish up.
Correct. And one of the disheartening things that we have heard is perhaps other counties in this state are looking at other schools outside of this state, including ones in neighboring state of Maryland, to have this education conducted.
Well, I certainly think that we need to press the leadership either at the General Assembly level or the governor's office and Del Tech, but I think we also should actively pursue other options. We can't be held hostage by Del Tech. If they can't expand the program, we certainly have got to start planning for the future.
The question would be, Vance, is that they're not expanding it, and you say they need more money. Is it need more? If they get more students, they pay more tuitions, right? And then they get, that's kind of helps pay for the program. They're not getting enough students, not enough interest? Is that?
No.
If there's only 12 students.
No,
why
not.
Is that? Is there a limit to a number of people they can do and all that stuff?
At this point, they need to expand space, equipment, professors to be able to teach another cohort of students, so, and that all costs money, especially the equipment costs.
Okay, I understand that. I just didn't know if there was a lack of interest. I was going to say, do we at the Sussex County Paramedic, Bob Stewart, does he go out and do any outreach with high schools, with the fire companies that have these young men that are working on ambulances? Do they understand the good salaries that are available, you know, if they pursue this occupation? So I don't know if some of that. We did a little more outreach, we might generate more people, but if there's only 12 out there, and there's more that want to get in it, and we just...
Jump in and cut him off.
Turn him away?
I would say at this point, demand exceeds supply. They can fill the classrooms, mm-hmm. but now they can't expand the classrooms.
But there is,
that's where the cost is inhibiting factor.
What kind of cost? We need
hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Now, one of the things that we...
Your account.
Mr. President, this is developed from just a simple question to a really major discussion something of substance, and I think this may be something that would be appropriate to place on the agenda for open discussion in the future.
I recommend George C. Todd after session.
Well, I guess the concern I have is by not having a meeting next week prior to the budget introduction, things like us providing funding to students as a through a contractual arrangement is a good idea in the current environment. And the question is that in our budget this year?
We have four students, or the cost of four students right now in the budget.
Okay.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
I have a motion to adjourn.
But no money to partner with Del Tech or the state?
Not this time, no.
I don't know that we can wait.
You're gonna miss me, George.
I don't know if we can wait.
How long does this course last? 6 months?
18 months.
18 months?
Yes, sir.
2 years.
And there's no guarantee that those 12 come here, any of those 12. In fact, we have a program, or we have had a program, which I was skeptical of in the past, where we actually go into a contractual relationship with a student. We pay that student to go to college to get their certification, and in return they give us at least 5 years of service here at Sussex County. Mr. Lawson says we've got that in this year's budget.
We do.
But it doesn't address the issue of Del Tech having limited slots available. And so I guess my suggestion is that we consider putting money in the budget for that. And Mr. Moore is going to cut me off, but if we're not having a meeting,
we need to bring, like you just said, put it on the agenda, bring Del State here, Deltek, and get them, find out, maybe they don't want to do it. Maybe it's not, you know, something they want to continue on, and maybe it just doesn't make money for them, or it's not cost-effective, or they don't have the space, et cetera, et cetera. So we need to know more details than to just to throw money into our budget for something we're not sure that it's going to be coordinated with them. So.
Okay, we've had enough discussion, I think. More throw something at me.
Make a motion, we adjourn.
Second.
Motion and a second to adjourn. Any question on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
No. Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Well, yes, motion carried.
I better get home. I think my house is going to wash away.